Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Noone of BuckeyeGrove.com. It's part of the Rivals.com network. Kind enough to take a few minutes out of what I can promise you is an incredibly busy day for him as someone who covers Ole Miss and was it's been about 53, 54 weeks since something similar happened at Ole Miss. I can relate to what you are dealing with professionally. You're covering multiple stories at one time, and fall camp's going to begin, and you have to actually cover the actual football. So thanks for your time. I'll start with here. What's the latest out of Columbus as we talk here on this Thursday morning?
Well, I don't think that there's really been a lot of movement since last night when the university issued a release saying that Urban Meyer has been placed on paid administrative leave. Ryan Day, who is a second-year coach at Ohio State, the quarterback coach and an offensive coordinator, has been named the acting head coach. I think right now at this point it's just kind of a question of seeing what happens with this Ohio State investigation and what they find out, and if this paid administrative leave is just really just buying some time to craft together some sort of separation agreement, or if they're really going to be able to find a way to keep him. And I think a lot of that is up in the air right now. I've talked to a lot of people. I'd say it's probably 60-40 based on the people I've talked to that he's coached his last game at Ohio State, but I mean, I don't think anybody truly knows at this moment.
I got a number of things to hit you with, so I'll start here. Give me a scenario where Urban Meyer, for lack of a better word, survives this. Is still patrolling the sidelines in Columbus in September. What has to happen to make that even possible?
I think they have to find a way to prove that that Shelly Meyer, his wife, did not tell him what was going on in the relationship between former wide receivers coach Zach Smith and his now ex-wife Courtney Smith. I think that if it comes out that Urban knew and did nothing, that's going to be too much to overcome. But if they can find a way of putting enough plausible deniability that he didn't know, I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be a public relations nightmare. But at that point, it's really hard to sit there and fire somebody if they didn't know. But I don't know how they can go about getting to that point and getting it to a certain standpoint where people will accept it, because those who like Urban Meyer are going to ride or die with him, and those who don't have already passed judgment. So I think we're already kind of at an impasse there.
I think you'll agree with me here, and I don't have a dog in this hunt. I don't have any strong feelings about Ohio State or about Urban Meyer. I find the idea that Shelly Meyer knew about this abuse, saw photos, some of the photos that we saw in Brett McMurphy's story yesterday, that she saw those photos, she saw those texts. I find it difficult to believe, just because, and I know you're around college coaches too. College football coaches are obsessively neurotic. They want to know everything. Information is premium to them inside their program. What's going on with different players? What's going on in every recruiting battle? All of those things. It's almost impossible. Frankly, it is completely impossible for me to believe that Urban Meyer didn't know, and probably didn't know specifics with detail regarding what was going on in that relationship involving Zach and Courtney Smith. Is that a fair take on it, if you will?
I definitely think that's a fair take, but I'll say on the other side that I have never worked with a coach that has been so tunnel visioned as Urban Meyer, that I kind of have joked with friends who are not in the industry, and I say that, I think somebody probably has to check to make sure he's wearing pants during the day, because he's so focused on recruiting or he's so focused on game planning or whatever that he can be completely oblivious to everything that's going on around him. And, you know, and I don't say that to, you know, sound as an excuse or a counterpoint, but it's just something that I've noticed about him through the years. And I'm not alone in that belief, but, you know, back to the point you've made. Yeah. I think that it would be pretty, you know, pretty difficult to believe that, you know, that if Shelly Meyer was truly concerned about Courtney Smith's well-being and everything, that she probably didn't even in passing mention something to Urban. But, you know, with that being said, with him being so tunnel visioned, you know, he could have just been like, huh? Because you just don't know. But, you know, when it all plays through, I think it is going to be difficult to prove that she did not go to him, even though Brett McMurphy was saying on ESPN on Wednesday night that, no, there was no, you know, he had no direct knowledge that Urban knew. But the burden of proof there is going to be hard to prove.
Let's assume for a minute that he knew. Just an assumption. And I know those are dangerous. I know, you know, we all have the same high school coach who says we know what happens when you assume. But let's assume for a minute that he knew. If he did, why at Big Ten Media Days, just in the last couple of weeks, last week or so, why would he respond to the line of questioning about this very thing the way that he did?
That is a question that I have no answer for. I don't know. And I was standing there during the breakout session where he had to stand at a podium basically for about an hour and answer questions. And Brett McMurphy came up with about 10 minutes left in the session and went back in to ask some questions. And Urban did not really respond very well to them and said that there was, you know, he didn't know where this story was coming from. And I said to the photographer standing next to me, that's going to be a problem, and it has proven to be a problem. And it was even worse the way that it was. It felt like a very confrontational exchange, and it just did not feel right at that point. And you know, then you go through several days, and the story, you don't hear anything else from the story. And while you don't think maybe it's necessarily blown over, you think maybe it's lost a little bit of steam, and then yesterday I'm going through my social media and I see the Brett McMurphy story, and it all comes to a head in, you know, in a very quick manner, very reminiscent of how the, you know, the Zach Smith stuff came together a couple Mondays ago, and by the end of that day he was out.
Obviously Urban Meyer has won at a incredible level in his time at Ohio State. They've dominated Michigan, they've won on the national level, et cetera, et cetera. Now that initially, I mean, everybody makes fun of fans. We all do it. If whoever you cheer for, you do mental gymnastics to legitimize things, to rationalize things, to justify things. Now that people have had some time, what is the you're there you manage a very popular website, it's a very popular message board. You're able to see in real time people's reaction. Has the reaction to this story begun to change 24 hours later as opposed to what it was like initially yesterday?
I mean, I still think you're going to have very, you know, very strong divisions. You're going to have the side that without absolute lock, stock, and barrel evidence, text messages between Urban and so forth that are going to support Urban. I think you have another part of the fan base that is, you're just not really going to be able to tell them anything to make them come around on Urban. They're ready to move to the next chapter. And then you have a very large middle section. And I do think that middle is probably becoming a little bit more concerned about the evidence and what's out there and what the, you know, how the story is going, and probably are going through the five stages of grief right now, because there's the very real possibility that he won't be on the sideline on September 1st when the Buckeyes host Oregon State in the season opener. And, you know, if I weren't in the midst of it in terms of having to cover it professionally, it would be very interesting just to kind of watch how everything is, you know, the ebbs and flows of everything with it. But, yeah, I mean, I do think that we are seeing the middle starting to shift a little bit toward the one direction.
Tell me about Ryan Day. He was not a household name before yesterday, obviously, and now in college football circles, there's at least a real chance that he is going to be the Ohio State acting head coach for probably a season, right?
Yeah, that would be my belief. I mean, Ohio State does have two assistants with head coaching experience on their staff, with Greg Schiano and Kevin Wilson, but each of them come with their own baggage. Kevin Wilson was relieved of his duties at Indiana for allegedly mistreatment of players, and then we all remember what happened with Greg Schiano, and he was at Penn State, and whether he knew what was happening with the Jerry Sandusky situation, and he was named the head coach at Tennessee, and fans went bonkers over that, and basically got Tennessee to back out of that deal, to be continued, to see if any money exchanges hands there after memorandums were drafted. But you know, back to the original question about Ryan Day. Ryan Day is an up and comer on the coaching stage. He has experience both in college and in the NFL. He coached for several years under Chip Kelly in the NFL, and that's Urban Meyer's close with Chip Kelly, and went off of a recommendation from Chip to bring him in to try and breathe some new life into the offense. And Ryan Day, actually, if you believe the reports out there, was potentially offered the Mississippi State head coaching job and turned it down to remain at Ohio State, where he just signed a 3-year deal and was one of the first $2 million assistants in Ohio State football coaching history. I think that he is a good fit, a young, dynamic guy with a lot of offensive ideas. I think the players truly like him, but he has never been a head coach at, you know, certainly at this level. So there's a lot of wait and see of how things are going to be, especially with a team that's going to be extremely distracted if they do lose their head coach.
That's my next question. They're going into fall camp. I think you said they start tomorrow with their first practice. Have you had an opportunity to get any sort of a gauge as to what the reaction inside the program is to this development?
They've done a pretty good job of keeping people on lockdown. I think that there's a lot of disbelief right now. I mean, I think everybody is trying to be very supportive internally. At this point, Urban Meyer said in his part of the statement that, you know, he's taking this paid leave of absence in order, or paid administrative leave, to not be a distraction. But let's be realistic. That's just not going to happen in this type of situation. But, you know, there are a lot of elder statesmen on this team, and while they did lose a lot of their leaders from last season who are all now off to the NFL or to the next phases of their lives, there are a lot of older players there that are going to be able to, you would think, rally this team together, but we really won't know until they're in the middle of it, and it's going to be very interesting tomorrow. And I think that for the opening of fall camp, we're going to see the national attendance at a very high number compared to where it would have been normally for a team that's a perennial, you know, top 5, top 10 preseason team. But I think we're going to see a lot more people there trying to get that little nugget or insight about how this team is going to react.
Ohio State's a top 5 program by any measure, no question about it. It's Alabama and Ohio State's like one of those names that immediately roll off the tongue. If Urban Meyer doesn't survive this, and I'm with you, I don't see how he does. In my mind, there's no scenario where he's the head coach at Ohio State next season. It's an incredibly attractive job nationally. A twofold question: is there any scenario where Ryan Day gets this job on a permanent basis? And if not, second part of the question is: are there some names that would immediately come to mind as top targets for Ohio State if they end up having 3 or 4 months to conduct a kind of a national job search?
I absolutely think that there is the potential for Ryan Day to get this job on a permanent level. It's going to be very different than when Jim Tressel was dismissed and Luke Fickell took over. And, you know, they struggled then. They had a 6-7 year, and then Urban Meyer comes in. Ryan Day, I think, is going to have a stronger team nucleus to build off of. I think that he's probably more prepared to be a head coach, probably has a better staff around him than Luke Fickell did. And if this team wins the Big Ten, or I mean even wins the Big Ten East, I mean, it's going to be very difficult to sit there and cut him at that point. I mean, they made a huge commitment in order to get 3 more years of him. I mean, we know what college contracts are worth, you know, not really worth the paper they're signed on, except for buyout purposes and things along those lines. But I think as long as this team does well, it may be hard not to go and offer it to him, because there's been a lot of people who believe that he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Urban Meyer. But let's take it to the other side. Things don't go well. It's a disastrous season, which if you talk to an Ohio State fan means two losses, but let's take it further than that. I think the first name that a lot of people are going to want to mention in the world of fantasy is going to be Tom Herman at Texas, because Tom Herman was the offensive coordinator at Ohio State for three seasons. That may be a tough pry, because Herman really kind of started his career at Texas as a graduate assistant, and that was one of the jobs that many people feared that Ohio State would not be able to pry him away from. Another name would be Matt Campbell at Iowa State. He was the former coach at Toledo. He's from Massillon, Ohio. Has a lot of ties to the state of Ohio. Urban Meyer actually pursued him for an offensive coaching job at one point, and Campbell said no. I think he's a very realistic candidate for them to go after. They do have a couple of assistants that have the head coaching experience, but there's just going to, if you're coming off of the whole situation with Urban Meyer and what did he know and being in that type of situation, I don't know if the Board of Trustees is going to feel very comfortable into jumping into one of those situations. And then, another maybe dark horse who doesn't necessarily have a lot of ties to Ohio per se is Justin Fuente. I think that he's another name of, just another up and comer that definitely has, a lot of upside. We just kind of have to see what's happening there. When Ohio State comes calling, it's very difficult unless you're really in a, in a perfect situation to say no. And I do want to add one more name, just kind of from the files of, it'll make you think, what about Bob Stoops, who's from Youngstown, Ohio, part of, the great Cardinal Mooney tradition there. He would be 59 before he would coach a game at Ohio State if they brought him in to be the 2019 coach. I know he's given plenty of interviews saying he's done with coaching, but you have to wonder what would happen if Ohio State made him an offer and said, hey, we want to bring you in for a couple years while we groom a coach in waiting. Would he be able to turn them down?
Last minute or so here with Kevin Noone of Buckeye Grove, part of the Rivals.com network. And Kevin, really appreciate your time. If you had to guess, and I know at this point it's a little bit of an educated guess, what's the time frame for resolution here? I can't believe that Ohio State would want limbo to stretch into the middle of August, for example. I would think they want resolution one way or the other. If you had to guess, when do we know something somewhat final?
Well, I think if they move too quickly, it shows that they already have made up their mind. And I think that there's probably some people over there in the administration that would love to just drag this out and just say, hey, we're going to suspend him for four games. And, he'll be back really by the start of league play. I don't know if that's going to be realistic. I think that if they're going to make a move, if he is going to be removed, it's going to happen sooner. And I think that the longer that this drags out probably shows more of a case of them trying to find any excuse possible to hang on to him, even if he does have to be sanctioned heavily. So I don't know if there's a firm date, but it's kind of like when a case goes to trial, and if you get a quick jury decision, it's going to mean one thing, and the longer it takes, it's going to mean something else. I really think that we're kind of looking at one of those things as well here.
Well, Kevin, again, thanks for the time. I know you have a lot of work to do, a lot of things to write, a lot of stuff to cover, so appreciate you taking some time for us here this morning. Good luck with the story the rest of the way, and hope to visit with you soon.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.